Thank you, Blondine. Well, that's the end of the presentations. We've run slightly over, but I think if we've got any questions, we can devote sort of 5 minutes to a short Q&A session. So if anybody would like to ask any questions to the panelists while they're here, please raise your hand. Press the red button under your desk and wait for the red light to come on.
Good morning. My name is César Velarde from Spain, representing my Civil Aviation Authority and as well the Spanish Observatory of Sustainability in Aviation. My question is for Madam Krambeck and from Mr. John Godson regarding offsetting. From my perspective, including emissions reductions projects in the aviation sector within the clean development mechanisms to obtain certified emissions reductions could be a very important incentive for the industry and non-Annex I countries to invest in establishing plans of action following the remarks made by ICAO on the high-level meeting. Madam Krambeck has mentioned that there's a few methodologies that could include this kind of projects, but do you know if it has ever been presented any project within the air regarding the air transportation sector? And to IATA, I wonder if you are considering including on the carbon offsetting program, again, projects of emissions reductions in the air transportation sector, because I think this could be an incentive as well for airlines to adopt voluntary programs. Thank you very much.
Thank you. In terms of generating offsets in the aviation sector, leveraging existing CDM methodologies, the methodologies that I had placed on the slide, while all of those could be used for aviation, as written, they're not applicable to aviation. And what I mean is, if you take the methodologies that focus on operations, where you're estimating the emissions per kilometer traveled, or per ton kilometer traveled, the calculation is identical for cars, trucks, rail, and aviation. So the formulae would be exactly the same. What would be required to apply it to the aviation sector would be to submit what we call a request for revision to the UNFCCC methodology panel and executive board. And this process can take anywhere from 3 to 6 months if no one has any issues with it, up to a year if someone thinks having aviation included is highly controversial, which is doubtful. So what I would recommend is, once you get these slides, take a look at those methodologies that are presented, and if any of them look suitable for a project that you have in mind that should be developed, then it's just a matter of contacting a broker, a carbon finance specialist, or the bank, or what have you, to submit the request for a revision to add one line to say that this methodology can also be applied to aviation.
Okay, thank you. Lisa, a quick reply from anybody else?
Actually, we've received a proposal from a major carbon developer to look at how we could change an approved methodology from biodiesel from plantations into biofuel for aviation. The one sticking point that we have regarding it is, unfortunately, because at the moment international aviation remains the bunker fuel issue remaining outside of the national greenhouse gas inventories, means that we can only offset for domestic aviation emissions. So that's a fundamental issue that we've got at the moment, is we can't extend it to international emissions because at the moment we sit outside. It still not may mean that it shouldn't be something that we shouldn't look at, but at the moment there is that fundamental block in that we can't take account of all emissions, only domestic emissions related to aviation.
In developing countries.
Okay, just one quick question from anybody? Nope. I mean, we can return to this subject in the second session, which carries on from here. So as it's getting... Oh, no. Jane's privilege.
Yeah, I think that we touch on a very crucial point here, which is the access international aviation products to CDM. That has been a long battle since we had the Kyoto Protocol text that says that because we are outside the protocol as bunkers, we have not it has not enabled us to have access to the flexible mechanisms. I just wanted to, as information to the meeting, we have sent some correspondence already to the CDM board asking how could we approach that and confirming with them that international aviation projects would not be entitled to be submitted to this as a CDM project. And that was confirmed. However, you can submit a methodology for national or domestic aviation. That portion can be covered through a CDM project. So, but unfortunately for us in ICAO, we cannot propose our projects to reduce international aviation emissions to be covered through the CDM mechanisms. And I think that is one of the issues that we have been bringing to the attention of the UNFCCC process, because we would really like to be full participants on the flexible mechanisms with the projects that do have an emissions reductions and are for international aviation. So I think that's one of the points that we would like to make clear to the participants. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, I think that just leaves me to close this session and thank the speakers for their time and their presentations. But before we go any further, I would just now like to thank Embraer, the sponsor for today's lunch reception, and I invite Mr. Guilherme Frère from Embraer to join us on the podium and make a short presentation.